California Governor Gray Davis meets today with executives from the state's utilities. The governor is hoping to find a solution to the utility's financial problems, which have contributed to the state's energy crisis. Several rescue plans have been suggested, but some consumer groups say the utilities should seek help from their parent companies before getting relief from the state. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
California's big utilities are no longer losing money now that the state government has taken over the chore of buying wholesale electricity. But Southern California Edison and Pacific Gas and Electric still owe billions of dollars for power they purchased at high prices over the last year. And the governor's spokesman, Steve Maviglio, says dealing with those debts is the next step in addressing the state's energy crisis.
The governor thinks that no one in their right mind would want our utilities to go bankrupt. It would send a bad signal to the rest of the nation about our economy, and we're committed to keeping them afloat. But the governor is insisting that we get something in return if we keep them solvent.
One idea, floated by the president of the state Senate, would have the state buy the company's transmission lines, which are thought to be worth between $3 and $8 billion. The utilities could then use that cash to pay off some of their debts. The governor is also considering a more modest proposal in which the state would shore up the utilities just enough to let them borrow money to pay their own bills. The governor's spokesman says no idea has been ruled out, and Edison senior vice president Tom Higgins says the company is willing to talk.
The most important thing for us to do is to become creditworthy again, and not simply for the sake of the company, but because, as a practical matter, California's economy requires creditworthy utilities.
That's easier said than done. Steve Fetter, who's with the Fitch Credit Rating Agency, says in order to climb above junk bond status, the utilities not only have to settle their past debts, they also have to demonstrate that future electric bills will be affordable. The state is counting on long-term purchase contracts to lower the price of power, but even though the first agreements were reached this week, Fetter is not convinced.
The governor has indicated they've signed contracts. Until we see the specifics and how quickly those contracts begin to provide electricity to California, it is hard to tell whether we're out of the woods yet.
Meanwhile, California's Public Utilities Commission may launch an investigation today into whether the utilities acted properly over the last several years when they transferred billions of dollars into their corporate parent companies. Matthew Friedman, who's with the watchdog group the Utility Reform Network, says the time has come for those holding companies to give some of the money back.
We had been under the impression that the holding companies would be there to make the utility stronger and to come to its defense in times of need. But what we're finding is that the holding company is nothing more than a giant vacuum cleaner designed to suck the cash out of the regulated utility and leave it an empty shell full of liabilities and debts.
The utilities insist all of the transfers were made in accordance with PUC rules. Their parent companies have taken steps to shelter their other assets from the utilities' debts. If the state can't work out a solution to the utilities' credit problems in the next few days, a court may order one. On Monday, Southern California Edison will ask a federal judge in Los Angeles to raise consumers' electric rates by 10% to help repay its debts. Additional bank loans come due the following day, and if the utilities don't pay then, they could be forced into bankruptcy. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.